Hello, welcome to the first episode of Femdef's Leather School. Today is the scariest lesson, buying leather. You can go to the thrift store and buy things, cut them up, and use that leather, but with the cost of thrifting nowadays, I do highly recommend checking out Facebook Marketplace and your local antique malls for leather, but 9 out of 10 times, it's gonna be cheaper just to buy the leather. When buying leather, there's four main descriptors to look for. There's what type of finish, there's tan type, there is the ounce, and firmness. The finish type is fully aesthetic. You can do whatever you like. You can do faux exotic, you can do pebbled, you can do smooth. I almost exclusively do smooth. That's just my preference. There's tan type. There's so many types of tanning. The three main types are going to be veg tan, chrome tan, and non-chrome tan. Veg tan is my personal preference. It is the lovely, stiff, smells so good. It is just beautiful. I love veg tan. When talking belt-based products, pretty much veg tan, Latigo, bridal, those are going to be your three main things to look for. And usually chrome tan is going to be good for lining or sewing. The ounce. Ounce is how leather is measured. Ounce is the thickness. Sometimes places will say the millimeter width. Usually it's going to be in ounces. I personally like somewhere around an 8 ounce. This real thick, sturdy stuff is about 8 ounces, give or take. And then I like to layer it with something around a 5 ounce. This is like 3 to 5 ounce, depending on the spot of the skin. It's still stiff, but much thinner. If I'm folding things over a lot, I use like a 2-3 ounce. The ounce you use is going to vary widely based on your project. If your project is just going to be a single layer with some rivets, a nice sturdy boy is going to be good. If you're going to be doing a lot of folding, a lot of layering, you're going to want to go a little thinner, or you're going to need a skiver. Sometimes, not always though, they will say soft, medium, or firm for how firm they are. This is firm leather. She does not crunch. Kind of just in the name. Soft, medium, firm. I forgot. Fifth thing. Animal type. Leather is a animal product. There's no avoiding that, unless you're using fake leather, which is 9 out of 10 times plastic. Usually, the bigger the animal, the tougher the skin. Cow, buffalo, kangaroo, alligator, ostrich, some fishes, they're gonna have thick, tough skin. Great for belting. Smaller and younger animals are going to have softer, more supple skin. So like lamb and calf are gonna be very nice, soft skins. There is fake leathers. I've heard okay things about the cactus leather. I just personally can't recommend it because it is plastic coated. Some real leather is too. I just had a glitch and just could not remember the word patent leather. Patent leather is sometimes covered in plastic. I've heard okay things about the cactus and the mushroom leather. I don't know where to even buy that stuff though, so. Now, if you are new to leatherwork, do not buy whole skins unless you are getting a really, really good deal on it. What I recommend is getting pre-cut strips or panels. That way you can test out the leathers and see what you like. Places like Weaver, Tandy, and Rocky Mountain all sell pre-cuts, or even Etsy. Of course, you gotta be a little more careful with Etsy sometimes, but still, it's an option. Those sites that I mentioned and most tanneries are going to be very willing to help you out. If you let them know what kind of project you're looking to do, they can point you in the right direction. Once you find out what you like, it's gonna be way easier to blind buy. Some places will let you order swatches where they'll send you little swatches and you can see if you like it. Usually when you're ordering a swatch, that is going to be to then purchase a full or half skin. So still will be a large piece and you're not going to have much to work with to see if you like it, but still is a way to give a go. If you're lucky enough to live near a in-person leather store, go and look at the stuff, touch it, feel it, and ask the employees questions. Usually they're going to be nice. Even if the employees are rude, just touch everything. Touch everything. Ask the employees what exactly it is you are touching. Write that down. If you live in New York, go to Global Leathers. I love them. I'm not paid to say this. I just really like Leo. He is such a nice, knowledgeable guy, and all the employees are very nice and knowledgeable. They will help you out so much. Although they do almost exclusively sell full skins, so. Buying leather in the beginning is scary and expensive, but soon you will be like me and overrun with it. Happy crafting.